We arrived at our inn about an hour before sunset. The others admired the room in which we would all be staying, but I felt so agitated I could only pretend to admire it. It was as spacious as the largest room at the Ichiriki Tea House, and furnished beautifully in the Japanese style with tatami mats and gleaming wood. One long wall was made entirely of glass doors, beyond which lay extraordinary tropical plants, some with leaves nearly as big as a man. A covered walkway led down through the leaves to the banks of a stream. When the luggage was in order, we were all of us quite ready for a bath. The inn had provided folding screens, which we opened in the middle of the room for privacy. We changed into our cotton gowns and made our way along a succession of covered walkways leading through the dense foliage to a luxurious hot springs pool at the other end of the inn. The men's and women's entrances were shielded by partitions and had separate tiled areas for washing. But once we were immersed in the dark water of the springs and moved out beyond the partition's edge, the men and women were together in the water. The bank director kept making jokes about Mameha and me, saying he wanted one of us to fetch a certain pebble or twig or something of the sort from the woods at the edge of the springs, the joke being, of course, that he wanted to see us naked. All this while, his son was engrossed in conversation with Pumpkin, and it didn't take us long to understand why. Pumpkin's bosoms, which were fairly large, kept floating up and exposing themselves on the surface while she jabbered away as always without noticing. Perhaps it seems odd to you that we all bathed together, men and women, and that we planned to sleep in the same room later that night. But actually, geisha do this sort of thing all the time with their best customers, or at least they did in my day. A single geisha who values her reputation will certainly never be caught alone with a man who isn't her donna. But to bathe innocently in a group like this with the murky water cloaking us, that's quite another matter. And as for sleeping in a group, we even have a word for it in Japanese. Zakone, fish sleeping. If you picture a bunch of mackerel thrown together into a basket, I suppose that's what it means. Bathing in a group like this was innocent, as I say. But that doesn't mean a hand never strayed where it shouldn't, and this thought was very much on my mind as I soaked there in the hot springs. If Nobu had been the sort of man to tease, he might have drifted over toward me, and then, after we'd chatted for a time, he might suddenly have grabbed me by the hip or, well, almost anywhere to tell the truth. The proper next step would be for me to scream and Nobu to laugh, and that would be the end of it. But Nobu wasn't the sort of man to tease. He'd been immersed in the bath for a time, in conversation with the chairman, but now he was sitting on a rock with only his legs in the water and a small wet towel draped across his hips. He wasn't paying attention to the rest of us, but rubbing at the stump of his arm absent-mindedly and peering into the water.